بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadah. We only have but few hours left in this blessed month. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to utilize the time that we have for His pleasure as we draw to the close of the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, ameen. So tonight we move into the 26 juz of the Holy Quran. And one of the ayats that I want to share with you is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَوْ كَانَ خَيْرًا مَا سَبَقُونَا إِلَيْهِ. So it speaks about a discussion between the Quraysh and the believers. The Mufti Ashik Ilahi, before he translates it, he says that man has this instinctive inclination to think that he is better than others. He says that the wealthy think that because they are wealthy and are more better and intelligent than the poor, so they have more right over everything else. Just as how certain tribes and castes feel that they are better than others, this was the very same attitude that the kuffar had and rated themselves superior to that of the Muslims. That is why they used to say, لَوْ كَانَ خَيْرًا مَا سَبَقُونَا إِلَيْهِ. They would tell the believers that if this deen was good, if this deen was great, then you wouldn't have got it. We would have got it first. Because they always felt with their wealth, with their intelligence, they were far superior. As a result of which, at the end of it all, they were deprived of the gift of Iman, they were deprived of the beauty of Islam, and ultimately they were deprived of the ultimate goal, which is Jannah. So this teaches us something very, very important, my respected elders and brothers. We too have to firstly make shukr at the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this deen of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman. Wallah, it wasn't our looks, it wasn't our wealth, it was just the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He chose you and I to be from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But together with that also, it's also a warning for us. We too should not feel that we are a superior race. We too should not feel that our caste or our creed is superior than to anyone else. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions and he says, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal doesn't look at the wealth of a person. Allah doesn't look at the physical makeup or the features or the beauty of a person. Allah looks at the action of a person. No matter who it may be, that action must be something worthy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. This is what we have to aim for. I mean, when you look at our funeral notices, etc., so many times you see people whom you and I would think to be somewhat insignificant, but they are the ones that are passing away in the month of Ramadan. They are the ones that are passing away on the day of Jumu'ah. They are the ones that are passing away in Sajda. They are the ones that are passing away reading Quran. Such modes and such depth that even the richest in the world would pay mountains of wealth just to get that accolade. They are so fortunate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a good end, inshallah. But the point that I want to stress and important to you is that we too must also look at ourselves. Even I as an individual, every time I point a finger at you, I have three fingers pointing back at me. I too must check my intention. We should check our intention. Whether we're standing over here, what are we standing here for? Are we standing for the pleasure of Allah? Or are we showing off? If we're sitting in the front saf, am I standing for the pleasure of Allah? Or am I showing off? If I'm standing here before you, talking to you about the ayats of the Quran, am I doing it to show off? Or am I doing it for the pleasure of Allah? So at every point in our life, we have to constantly look at our intentions. What are we really doing these things for? Are we doing it just for show and for pomp? Or we are doing it for the pleasure of Allah? When we do it for the pleasure of Allah, then the reward is greater than this entire universe. And this is what we must aim for. When the Sahaba radiallahu anh, when they faced up to the Quraysh, they had no wealth, they had nothing. But they had that firm belief and their intentions were pure and their amals were good. As a result of which, look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them elevated status. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, inshallah. Ameen. Another verse that I want to share with you is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who say they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the duty is to remain fast on that belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not only a verbal attribute or verbal statement a person must make that yes, I'm a believer. But even with that, he must couple it with Iman. Now that we're coming to the back end of the month of Ramadan, it is our duty as individuals to look back at this month of Ramadan. Start from the first day with a fine comb. Look at all the good deeds that we have done. Gather it, look at how you did it, and now take it forward that what am I going to do after the month of Ramadan? Am I just going to leave it over here like a person who's been given a free ticket to shop at a supermarket? He fills his entire trolley with goods. Now when he comes to the cashier, even though it's free, he leaves it and he walks away. So we shouldn't be like that. So we should now look and say, you know, in the month of Ramadan, I did this. In the month of Ramadan, I did that. Now, inshallah, I'm going to continue even after the month of Ramadan. And you know, it's not something shy to even say. Many of us even use the month of Ramadan to lose some weight. So even this aspect too. Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, I controlled my weight. Let me see how am I going to do it even after the month of Ramadan. So these things, these aspects are important for us. So now let's look at the end of the month of Ramadan and focus how we're going to move on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all goodness, inshallah. Just a few quick announcements. Firstly, inshallah, tonight is an odd night. So after the Taraweeh Salah, we'll have the 40 durood and dua. The second announcement, inshallah, we have our fitra box over here. My brothers, it's important. Please put your monies in. The box will be leaving soon. Fitra has to be discharged before the day of Eid. So it's absolutely important that we give our money in as quickly as possible. And the last announcement is, alhamdulillah, you know, every year we collect money for our guards. The brothers have taken the responsibility to pay them already, but the money we do collect is going for what we would say a tip, as a kind gesture. Alhamdulillah, we have read Taraweeh within peace. Our cars have been safe because of the two gentlemen that have been guarding our cars, etc. So let us donate generously, inshallah, from tomorrow night, that is Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night, inshallah, this collection will be made. So I humbly appeal to you for brothers to dig deep, inshallah, and give for the pleasure of Allah. May Allah grant us all goodness. Jazakallah.